Portland Police Aware of Weapons Stockpile in Expanding Autonomous Zone. By Bob Price on December 11, 2020. Portland Police Bureau Chief Chuck Lovell said his department is aware of a stockpile of weapons and the presence of firearms in a growing autonomous zone. A group of anti-eviction protesters set up the zone to stop the lawful eviction of the occupants of what has become known as the Red House on Mississippi. Those present at the barricade should leave it behind. Put down your weapons, and allow the neighborhood to return to peace and order, Chief Lovell said in a video posted on Twitter. We are aware of the stockpile of weapons and the presence of firearms. I wanted to say a few words to each of you about activity along North Mississippi. pic.twitter.com/ICFormpstel. Chief Chuck Lovell, at Chief Clovel, December 9, 2020. The chief said they are also aware of the threats to the community, to police, and to media. We've seen the attacks, Lovell continued. Portland police came under a brutal attack on Tuesday as they attempted to help the local sheriff's office enforce an eviction at the Red House, Breitbart News reported. Portland officers arrived at the Red House on Tuesday morning and were greeted by a crowd of at least 100 protesters, OPB.com reported. The protesters quickly became violent and began smashing the windows of police vehicles and slashing tires. The protesters then erected an anti-eviction barrier. Now in its fourth day, the autonomous zone barricade continues to grow, according to independent journalist Andy Ngo. A photo posted on Twitter shows the size of the occupied zone, which grew to 3 blocks in diameter. The Oregonian reports that protesters erected corrugated metal sheets and stacked wooden boards. They also deployed nail-studded spike strips and accumulated a stockpile of glass bottles and rocks to use as weapons. The Antifa Red House autonomous zone continues to grow as it is now in its fourth day. Militants continue to build new border checkpoints further and further out to buffer the area. The zone is now 3 blocks long. Graphic, Oregonian pic.twitter.com ND86CXJRLD. Anding O, at Mr. Anding O, December 11, 2020. Despite threats from the mayor and police chief to enforce the law, Portland police have not returned since being chased out of the area on Tuesday, the Oregonian reports. We want a peaceful and safe resolution to the occupation of public space on N Mississippi Avenue. We are greatly concerned about the fortification of barricades, stockpiling of weapons, armed sentries, attacks on journalists and threats to kill officers in graffiti in this public space. Chief Chuck Lovell, at Chief Clovel, December 9, 2020. Tuesday evening, recently re-elected Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler promised police would remove the protesters from the zone, Breitbart News' Jill Polak reported. There will be no autonomous zone in Portland, Wheeler tweeted. I am authorizing the Portland police to use all lawful means to end the illegal occupation on North Mississippi Avenue and to hold those violating our community's laws accountable. There will be no autonomous zone in Portland. Mayor Ted Wheeler, at Ted Wheeler, December 9, 2020. On Thursday, Chief Lovell said, the Portland police will enforce the law and use force if necessary to restore order to the neighborhood. The chief urged those inside the occupied autonomous zone to put down their weapons and surrender peacefully. The legal owner of the property, Roman Ozaruga, offered to sell the property back to the previous owners who lost the property after being foreclosed on for non-payment of a mortgage, the Oregonian reported on Thursday. He purchased the property in 2018 at a foreclosure sale for $260,000. A crowdfunding effort has currently raised more than $266,000 as of Friday morning. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's Sunday morning talk show, What's Your Point? Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price, Parler at Bob Price, and Facebook.